Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Playoff bound for the first time in 4 years, and Sunday the Pacers of Rick Carlisle did it emphatically at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, beating Atlanta 157-115, 86 first half points, 65% shooting on the day, including 19 triples. Miles Turner, a big game, 31 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Pascal Siakam had 28, and now starting next Sunday, a familiar foe in the Milwaukee Bucks. The 157 points, by the way, the highest scoring game since the Pacers joined the NBA in 1976. Nice portal catch for Coach Woody over the weekend. A commitment from Miles Rice, Pac-12 Freshman of the Year out of Washington State, and a real good feel-good story here in the young man. After redshirting his first season out in Pullman, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, having beaten cancer and fighting through and persevering through that adversity. He became the heart and soul of Kyle Smith's Cougar Basketball Club. Reds late night in Seattle, they are, after sweeping the White Sox. 9-12 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Want to get healthy offensively? Go play the White Sox for the weekend. The Reds of David Bell routing the White Sox Sunday 11-4 to complete the three-game sweep as they outscore the Pale Hose 27-5, moving to 9-6 to start the week. That's their best 15-game start in 3 years.
To win three in a row, you got to do everything well. All areas of the game, I thought we'd played well. Starts with the pitching, of course. That's what it's all about. Offense, base running, it all added up.
Tonight, the opener of three with the Mariners. Pregame at 9:12. Frankie Montas will try to move to 3-1 on the year. His name is Joey Brincheski. First freshman to knock in 7 runs in a game. Did it Sunday as the Hoosiers took the series from Penn State. They win 12-3. He had a grand slam in the game. It was win number 200 in the 11-year history of Bart Koff. And mentioning completing good things on the diamond at Andy Moore, Shonda Stanton's crew, they get a leadoff home run from Taylor Minnick, and then she walked off the game with a home run. And the Hoosiers, 6 in a row on the softball beat. They win it 5-4, completing the sweep over Minnesota. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.